Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to another day in the cold. Here we are, guys. All our hands are tied up. Man, we've been in this hot box for some days now, haven't we? But you know what? It's all for the good of the Lord, right? Adam and I. Thanks, guys. Welcome back. What if we start each episode? It's like a Regis and Kathy Lee sketch, but it's like they're beginning, but they're cult leaders. Hello, welcome back, everybody. This Sunday we're super happy to talk lattes, but also Kevin's in the box and he knows why he's in there, right? So let's get into it.
You know, and like the camera just pans, like the audience, they're all dead. Like
there's Kool-Aid. Like one guy, like in a permanent,
and there's just a guy with a gun behind him, like
No, it's another day today. Hopefully you're having fun. This has been a little bit of Neil Wood. That's Adam Nutt over there. Hey, buddy, how you doing? You feel good?
Tired.
We're all blown out. Tired. What's going on with this? What's up with your fucking bullshit right now?
What bullshit?
Your fucking camera. So if people at home don't realize, he's trying on a little model lighting and bullshit over there. Look at you, dude. You're all blown out. Yeah, something's wrong.
Is it bad?
It's a desperate teenage girl trying to not have flaws. That's what it is. This is a TikTok light. What we got going on, dude? You have no pores. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Weird. I don't know why.
Back up from the camera. Sorry, everybody. And audio listeners, I appreciate you actually more. You are in the silence. You are looking out into the silence and looking for hope, like I am when I listen to audio podcasts, which is the way to listen. Us on this disgusting medium is great. All of you should subscribe, but at the same time, I sometimes only do bits to audio listeners. So
that's true.
And we also sometimes only do bits for purely video listeners.
Would someone call that a bad podcast?
Someone 100% would say that is terrible, which is what a bad way to go about it. But I got to say, I love doing it.
That's what the cult brings you. You know what I'm saying?
It's so much fun sometimes.
You don't know what you're getting with it.
No, I appreciate all our listeners out there. I hope you're doing well. Like it's but man, how are you feeling? What's going on?
A little tired,
with you?
little busy weekend. You know,
sorry, you're
in and out
God.
Of Georgia.
Tell
for
me about your
13 hours.
Tell me about your day, girl. Sorry, I feel like you're about to give me a bunch of makeup tips. How
apparently,
blown out you are in
right?
That light.
Well, first of
just
all,
like,
cover your disgusting face. Your pores are showing, and it's gross. Do better. Look, see, no fucking bags under my eyes because it's lighting.
Look at that, which I know you have such heavy bags.
Such heavy bags. I sleep like shit.
Shh, yeah.
And I'm sad all the time. But
yeah. Yeah, don't tell that to our audience, but yeah.
Yeah, they
100%.
Know. They know. They
no,
call
no,
to me
no,
after
no,
shows.
No,
like,
you're
you
a leader.
Sad
you're,
all the time?
No, you can't be. You're a leader. So you're a leader. You can't be. You're
okay, yeah, yeah.
You're
no, I'm not sad. I don't cry.
But, exactly. Thank you.
Definitely don't cry.
We penalize crying.
Yeah, we hit hard for crying.
Do we? Have you been hitting for crying?
I've been hitting for crying and the box. The box
so
does cure all. The box is
so
a good cure all.
Nice.
No one likes it. And
are
you
doing...
If you dump spiders in there, they really don't like it.
Oh, you're doing spiders. I went scorpions. Nice.
Fun. Two different types of wounds.
Something.
Two different types of poison.
Oh, well, right. Yeah, no, 100%. No, I just couldn't. I could not let the wonderful Robin Williams rest in peace, knowing that I wasn't going to do a callback to the Boo Box. Like it's in Hook. I love it.
It is in Hook.
And for my torture methods, I thought when
That's
I became a call leader, I was like, listen, it's one of my favorite movies.
Zany Robin Williams.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know what, he's just a crazy guy. You know what I mean? And it's like, sure, do I kill people that I don't like because they infringe on what I consider rights, Adam, right? Remember those? Remember that in this country? And I consider my rights to be what I do, what I want. And those are the rights that I have as a cult leader. And it's like, what are you doing? You can't do that.
That was so funny. That's how he killed himself. Death by scorpion in the bag. That wasn't the way to go out.
So oh, yeah.
Hanging himself as in closet.
Wait, Robin. Oh.
Yeah, Robin. Yeah, Robin Williams.
That would, I, you know what? I actually heard a rumor.
Ooh, scorpion death?
I heard
And they covered
heard
it up
rumor.
By.
No, listen, hear it out. Let's hear it out. Listen, because it's not what you think. The actual was, so he was in a closet, he was masturbating, he was erotic asphyxiating, right? But dating a scorpion. She got tailwind of it, that he was doing that, cheating on him. She considered it cheating, which is crazy in this modern day. It's a kink, right, if anything. But
scorpions had no class.
Dude, she comes in. She's like, this fucking gay piece of shit. You like men.
Yeah, he's like,
I just like to masturbate in a closet and jerk off and have a rope around my neck, and that makes me feel good. She's like, you're gay. Like, all this kind of stuff. It's crazy. Scorpion girlfriend comes in. Weirdly, it's her name. Scorpion girlfriend comes in. She actually jumps in. She doesn't even realize she's
Scorpina, respect their pronouns.
I think it might be Scorpina.
Scorpina.
And she's like, oh my God, I had no idea he was with a wife. You know what I mean? That whole thing shook out.
Real money to the waters here.
Crazy. Nuts, right? Scorpion just, actually, it turns out they have a threesome.
How does that work? Does she penetrate?
She,
or people penetrating her? How's that?
It's a great question.
Because, you know.
It's a great question.
Also, that tail's like, it goes up. It goes over and up. It's like barbed.
I get it. A lot of people don't know this, because that night I was actually hiding, masturbating myself, and she pincered. It's crazy. Scorpia actually pincered his wife, fully pincered.
Clit.
No, dude.
What?
When men do this, what do you? When they're trying to fist. Oh. They're trying to fist. He pincered. Yeah, she. Scorpina. She pinced. And my, yeah, I know exactly.
Wow.
She
pincered. Might be her first ever.
She pincered. Well, here's the thing. It happened organically, and then they met eyes. And then now Scorpina is hooking up with his wife on the side of it. It's a nightmare.
Are you saying that they killed him to run away in a gay lesbian love?
Possibly. We have no idea what Scorpina.
You're hearing this breaking news, Cult of Us, by the way.
Scorpina is a scorpion. We don't know what she is capable of. She's pincering people, fully pincer in their vagina.
Do you think she's holding Mrs. Williams hostage with her barbed tail?
Dude, this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Or are they madly in love?
I mean, if they're in love, it's fine, but what
is the Helen of Troy situation?
It might be, they might need to, someone's going to die to that point.
I'd be sick if we have like a scorpion.
You know, I mean, listen, it's enough about, no, it's fine. It's my whole thing. I apologize for cutting in. It's, you know, it's, I'm apologizing because almost it's like the bit didn't work, but it did, but we both know that, but let's, you know, I'm kidding about that part, but it's true that I cut in. But anyway, sorry, Adam, I cut in, and please go ahead, because it felt like that bit didn't work, but it did, and we know that. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, no, so organically, we'll move on. And
absolutely.
Right, no, so I was down at the Georgia Libertarian Convention, which is fun.
That's where that bit started.
That's where that bit started.
Yeah.
I remembered, and that's where it's going to go. So that was, it was fun. It was good, but I'd never been to Georgia or Atlanta before, so Blaze was actually telling me, Blaze Giacus, the other comic of the show.
Not familiar.
And not familiar. He was like, hey, man, just give you a heads up. He's like, Atlanta's like one of the busiest airports like in the world. And I was like, no, it's not. And he's like, no, for real, it is. I'm like, shut up. I thought he was just fucking with me. And then he's like, also the traffic, like outside the airport, is like, it's crazy. I'm like, you don't know. You don't know shit. So I get down there, and it was cool. They got a driver for me with a fucking sign.
Ooh.
I know. I felt so, dude.
Your
I was
first
like,
one?
First time. Yeah.
First time that's ever, you've
usually
ever done
I get Ubered, like, you nice. Know, a piece of shit. But this is like a fancy fucking sign. And,
wow.
And yeah, it was on an iPhone, but whatever. It's fine.
No,
you know,
hey,
it
matters.
Counts. It counts.
That matters.
It doesn't matter. It counts.
That matters. Yeah, that matters. That's important. That's good. I like that. The intention is it would have been written down if we were in the day when we did that.
Exactly.
That's
what
the
I'm
intention.
Say. And that's what
Which
I think, too.
Is just as regal.
Just as good.
Just as
just
regal.
As good. Older black guy picked me up. I felt important. More important. I don't know why.
The
I just
Queen
did. I know
of England dealt with this.
Yeah. Boom.
They would come up sometimes and anoint her, and it would just be an emoji and stuff, and she wouldn't get it, and it was they killed all those people. True thing that
they should have been.
I know you're like England doesn't even do decapitate. They actually brought it back, and it was very underreported. I thought, but what are you gonna do?
We don't respect them.
You know how they are over there. They're fake news and all that shit. Like they're fucking.
I don't respect my ancestry.
No,
not at all. But the gentleman was very nice. We talked football. It was a good hour and a half ride, by the way, outside of the airport.
Oh,
so
okay.
we're walking out of the terminal, and mad far. It is a big airport, and I'm like, now I'm thinking like Blaze is right. So I looked at the guy. I'm like, hey man, like this is like you live over here. He's like, yeah. And I'm like,
I
like,
live in a part of the airport. Actually, that's how big the fucking airport is, man. Like, I'm over at Terminal 9. You swing by.
I sleep on the carousel. I just keep going round and round when it goes.
Man, my alarm is just those little dongly things that hit your face when you go through those little meat curtains that are made out of stress.
That's my alarm. That's what
I
grew to love.
Every time
I don't
I
know
swing
any other
through,
way to wake up.
Every 20 minutes, unfortunately.
I'm a tortured soul. I never sleep.
It's like a tragic figure. Yeah. It's super sad. Like he's like, actually, I would love it if you just held
kill
me for a little bit. Please kill me.
Please, I hope
me.
You crash this car.
Kill
all
me
die.
Or hold me. Like just.
It's funny. We're doing like a southern. This guy was an older black gentleman from Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah. It is funny though. But turns out he played.
Sorry, I still tried to do it. You rode over it. I love that you did.
Because I was
don't
saving.
Forget
I was
that
saving
even.
You.
I was yeah. You. No, I didn't go for it. If anyone asks, that never happened.
Dude, you
what,
started,
Adam? Did
you
I enter? No. Did I? No, Adam. Wait, are you serious?
First of all,
you heard me try to get to a Guyanese accent. There's no. Adam,
no,
are you think
what?
You think I'm an idiot? Do you think I'm a moron?
I don't think you know where Ghana is.
I know where Spain is.
Totally
all right,
nailed it. Nailed
and
it.
Do I need to say anymore? Is the question?
Nope.
Because that, that means
Ghana
you
is,
don't know.
It's Ghana, Spain. Everybody knows that.
I didn't say that.
No, you did.
I'm
though.
Saying you think I don't know where Ghana is.
No,
I'm saying
I didn't say
I know
that.
Where Spain is. So
right.
I you people in the know mm-hmm. know what it means.
Right.
People in the know Totes. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
So
are these white or black people?
Old black guy, Guyanese, you say. One of my old fellas. I get it. I love all those guys.
Totally.
I hang out with a lot of Guyanese.
We had a lot in common, believe it or not, with sports. And the biggest equivalent we had in sports was he played the equivalent of, yes, moderately eight.
What did
what?
You say?
I said eight.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything either. I said eight.
Cool.
we
eight different
eight,
sports.
Eight.
Wow. Yeah.
You guys get it?
Eight different sports.
Eight. we both play the equivalent of semi-professional football.
Oh,
so he played
look at
semi-professional.
That.
He played like, he said he played in like some third tier soccer league in England.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I played some, and then we talked about it. I was like, is that the same thing? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool.
I bet so, you he's got yeah. much better stories.
You don't know that.
Hooligans, dude?
Yeah, they probably do. You're right. Like, I just get defensive, but yeah, you're right. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Because
like we have a name for the equivalent in our society, but unfortunately, we call those people CTE victims. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? We're over there. It's an entire sect of what they would refer to as hooligans, which I appreciate.
Yeah, no, it's true because like. We were talking a little bit like where we played, like even like field conditions and stuff like that.
Right.
Even like I was playing like semi-pro, it was when I played on like still like kind of legit fields, like, you know, good, like not AstroTurf, like the good like turf rubber field and stuff like that. He's like, oh, I played in like stadiums that were falling apart. Like people were just like throwing Molotov cocktails like at each other and shit like that. Like crazy shit. So yeah, stories are definitely cooler. Yeah. But then we didn't talk about that too much. Okay. We said something about like other like the NFL and stuff like that, which I should have went more into it, but I don't know if he wanted to like.
Right.
But like it's like it is a fun comparison to think like over here like you came into like snowball like they shut down like the Bills game last year because they were just throwing snow.
Oh, okay. Got
like
it.
In the air, not even right. like in the, and they're like no, and then there's a soccer I forgot like what club or league it's not like the premier it's not like their NFL league or whatever but like right. one of their other sub tier leagues they're like a corner of the field where you do corner kicks and they just throw beer at you yeah. while you and it's no one they don't stop it it's like they're
yeah,
like
no.
no one says shit and you'd have to go
no, the ref has like bets on if he hits you or not.
And I saw one video where the guy's in the corner covering his head.
Right.
And some guy stands up, dude, full can of beer. Like, full Jesus. Can of beer. And just fucking
love
beams
it.
Dude, it hits the guy in the back of the quad, and you just see him just go like.
Yeah. just immediately start
I was like, that's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, there's a medium here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, again, like it's for all.
Maybe let the guys in Buffalo throw snow, and maybe, you know, don't let them throw physical beer cans at players.
Like
maybe
Eagles fans think they're bad, and I go like,
yeah, right.
Get it.
Yeah.
But you're like the
American
softest.
Bad. No, they're American bad.
Yeah, yeah.
In
like
sports.
You're
American
like,
sports bad.
Yeah, you go over to England if you were into the same sport at the same level. You are.
You'd have four
soft.
Murders under your belt. Yeah. By now, like, you know, if you were like a Philly fan, but like from England or whatever, like a Man U fan, like you would have like, I killed four people last week. You know, you're like, all
four
right, dude,
killed four people in Chester. Like you know, just be like, yeah, that's he's got four Chester bodies on him right now.
Liechtenstein killed the whole team.
It would just it would be a normal thing. You're like, you know, if you got too many in one off one team, they'd be like, yo, chill, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to get you into maybe a certain. Yeah, like if you're killing, you got to kill from multiple teams. You can't just be killing, you know, like nine guys from the same team. It's like, hey, too many. So I get it. But it's cool that you found like a dude where like across the, you know, like traveling that's like, oh, we're the same like level that we played at, which is kind of
like
cool.
Different sports. But yeah, it's kind of like same path because we're both like. So what
I mean,
didn't work out for
sad
you?
And,
yeah, that's what we were saying.
Yeah, it's like super sad and like kind of pathetic, but like it's fun.
Dude, super. Because we were both like, because he's like, well, he loved his job, and I'm traveling alone, sad for comedy. So we're both sad but kind of happy. You know, but it was like an hour and a half. And by the way, hit traffic, so Blaze was right twice. And I was like, so I asked the guy. I was like, hey man, is this like a busy airport? He goes, it's the busiest in the country or the world. He said, and I went, what? Whoa. Then some people, when I got to the venue, some people were saying it's like the third busiest now. But like either way, it's still like top three.
Yeah, I mean, if gun to the head, it's in the three. Just because I would have guessed what? If you had to throw in guess, I would Denver. I know is huge
in America. I would have said LAX, JFK, and fucking Denver or like O'Hare
or Atlanta. Yeah, I would have went. You're right though.
Or like Midway was one of the two Chicago ones, right? Or like. But
no,
something like that.
I never go with any of this. I know it's a obviously
it's a major
like
city
a
though, and also because remember that's also like a pathway to like other states that don't have like airports. You
know,
go to Chicago and drive.
Nowhere goes like nobody goes to those. So it's no one does. No one knows about those states even. We don't even count them in the census. Like I know that for a fact. I've talked to census.
Minnewat. Stop.
We've never. I mean, I've gone there. I've been to like those places, but I've never.
Is this like the thing? Like Australia doesn't really exist.
It's like it's one of those things where it's like brownie points. Like every person there is like right. You exist sort of. Like it's you're on the books, but
like you're
it's
in the continental U.S. But are you?
Yeah, like you're on the books, but like the books are kind. They're fluid. You know what I mean? And easily, like New York, LA,
they can be cooked very easily.
Yeah, like if we need to show numbers, we go New York now, LA, Texas, like you know, blah blah blah. But we don't need to show numbers. It's like, oh yeah, there's like five people that live there or whatever. Like you know, it's that kind of deal. No one really knows.
Fair.
So, but it's cool that you. I really find that like it's fun that you guys were hitting it off of just like over your realm of mediocrity. It's very
100% what it was. Yeah. We both were like, so where'd you fuck up in life to get here? And then we had to do that whole conversation.
Yeah.
So that was fun, you know? And it was like, oh, that was your thing.
I want to go into a comedy accent one more time. I want to just.
I'll save you.
Give it another shot. I'm just like, I just.
Dude, you won't start going click language, and I had to bail you out of it.
No. What? I would never. That's a genius idea. I don't know why I didn't go to that. I should have went to that initial. No. I was doing my patented
Guyanese.
Very
Guyanese.
Delicately, subtly done.
Yeah.
Guyanese accent.
Everybody goes, Neil Wood's good for two accents. Guyanese and Vietnamese. All the eases.
Oh, okay. Wow. They bring up the Vietnamese thing. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I would have thought they brought up the killing that one Asian lady after I drove home drunk. Okay, so interesting. Okay, cool.
That's statute. It's over. Don't worry about it.
Oh, nothing. Did I say that out loud?
No, it's over.
What did I say?
You're good. Nothing.
No, I genuinely have brain. What? Okay. So, welcome back. starting the podcast again. Oh, we're coming back from break. Hold on. Sorry, everybody. Action. Cool. All right. Adam, it's been good having you on my podcast. I appreciate it. What if I was this, like, something terrible happened and you got on the podcast with me and you were like, actually, I genuinely don't know after the podcast if Neil lost his mind or not.
Yeah, right. Was that a bit?
Yeah. Like, what part?
You gotta call all of our friends and be like, yo, watch the episode this week and tell me if he's doing a bit or not.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
So,
did you fuck this guy or not?
Yeah, we did. We hooked up.
Yes!
I kissed him on the way out. I was like, thank you. Thank you for the ride.
And then he kissed my hand. And then he kissed my hand. Was...
I want your Guywanese.
Yeah. That was the stupidest thing I've ever done.
My right. Guywanese and your Guywanese.
I'm the guy and your Guywanese.
We can be gay-nese together.
Yeah, and he's like, I am not gay. That was definitely
I am not gay. Nailed it.
Nailed it. God, every time with the accents are so rich in this episode.
Holy shit. So bad.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I nailed that accent. I mean,
the lighting is bad.
It was
the accent was great.
Fluid.
Flawless, that was. Dude.
There's probably people. Actually, you know what? Oh, sorry, guys. This is Neil Wood now. Sorry. They might still
know,
be in the accent.
It's such a good impression.
The accent is so rich sometimes, dude. I have to tell people. Like, that's how crazy it is. Sorry, guys. This is my normal voice now.
This is regular Neil Wood.
I'm doing the accent right now.
Not a
this bit. Is, yeah, I'm not trying to, but I just have
it. Where'd Neil go?
I flow right into it. Yeah, no, you can't even understand
you're back,
it right now.
You're back.
There we go. Yeah, you can hear it now because I'm not trying to put it on. Okay.
Don't do that to me. I got scared. I thought I had to, like, get a new co-host for a minute or something like that.
So, I mean, no. I mean, you're deep in the sky now, and that's amazing. How far did you let the friendship grow? How far did you guys get?
Oh, immediately it ended as soon as we left.
Oh, really?
I literally said, I hope you have a good life, and I sounded sarcastic.
Okay. It was nice. Having fun with it. Yeah.
But that was cool. So then we got to the hotel. I got the ride over to the venue. And I walk in, you know, saying, people are coming up saying hi. It was super cool, super
Wait,
nice.
Did that guy sincerely, did he not try to like one-up you or say that he was kind of farther ahead? He was just like, yeah, we played at the same level.
Yeah, we were very cool with each other.
Did you ask any questions about how cool it is to play at his level versus your level or no?
I asked about audience size, like or
how
like, crowd.
Yeah.
And he was, the way he was describing it was the exact, he's also been here since like 1990, like he's been here for a bit.
Sure.
He was in England for a while, so like he gets like westernized sports and shit. Like he's not, you know, like so he's just like
that was
oh,
my
yeah.
question. I was just you had the same question. I'm just like, well, how famous kind of are you at that level though?
I don't understand because here's the deal. He knows like he's a big Atlanta Falcons fan. Like he's a big Braves fan.
Okay.
Like he really understands like American sports and like he's like a true Falcons. Like he was talking about like the Matt Ryan, you know, the New England Patriots like melted when the Falcons melted down against the Patriots. You know, 23 that whole Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he's like, I still hate that. I'm like, so you know, so like he gets it, but I don't get soccer at all. Right.
Right.
So he's like, well, I played in England. I went. Where? And then he said the league. I forgot the team name. And I was like, okay, is that like with like Manchester U? He's like, oh, no. He's like, that's like the NFL. I was like, okay.
Right.
Those so did you all... play like college version? He's like, not really. He's like, there's really no college. Like, I didn't play college.
Yeah,
like, there's college, but like, I didn't play college. You know, he's like, I just grew up playing like just like leagues my whole life. So he just grew up playing like, but some guys go to college in Europe to play soccer.
Oh, do they play in university? Like,
I think they do, but if
that's
you're good,
a university league, and you might be the same age as someone who, anyway, these are questions for
I don't know
chat that we'll have.
Yeah, I have no fucking.
But
idea.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if they have the same thing. Okay, interesting. So,
so
but he didn't
like,
play
yeah,
at the
no,
college.
So he was
level.
Like, he's like, no, he's like, that's the NFL. He's like, I didn't play a college thing. I just played like in leagues my whole life growing up.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then he's like, we play in like he's called like a third tier league. That's what he called it. And I was like, okay, because I do understand they have, like, the Premier League. Then they have, like, the Euro League, right? And those are, like, two or the bigger ones. And then
there's
NFL leagues over there, right, or whatever the fuck they are. I'm probably fucking that up, too. But my point is I do know they have, like, class systems of leagues.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I was trying to – and then he's like, no, this is, like, a third-tier league. And I was like, okay. So was it professionally? He's like – yeah, but, like, you know
– it'd have been funny if you were doing it. Like, you were like, wait, hold on, wait. Did you have payphones in the locker room?
Yeah.
You had to pay to call anyone.
Did you get food for free? Or
for
your
it's
food?
Like you start trying to do
where
that.
Where did
like,
you
wait.
Change?
Yeah. Did you pay for your like cup separate? Do you know what I mean? It's like, did you
have to change in your gear in your trunk? Or do you have a locker room? like, where
are you putting on your shoes when you get out of your Kia? Do you know what I mean? Like,
was
is
the
that
Gatorade already mixed, or did you have to pre-mix it? Like yourself, like where we are here with the training stand.
Let me put it this way: the oranges you got, roadside stand, right? Roadside. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I got you. I understand.
Got you. How many coaches? One.
Yeah.
Four.
Too many.
Three. Like, how many coaches do you have? Because like the more coaches means the more professional of a team you
videoed,
are.
Videoed, but only for the one special needs kid.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Like they have volunteers record you. Okay. So you couldn't afford a videographer. For the year.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I was even thinking it was just like some mentally challenged kid's parent.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do you have that or a professional guy? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, that or? Okay.
Yeah, like, because then I know who you are.
I've confused the joke. look at you taking a sip of your buy. Still brand loyal to this day.
Brand loyal
to
a fucking.
Why won't you
sponsor
in?
Me? Probably because all the horrible things we say.
No. Amazing.
We yeah. So play. He was like, yeah, it's like a third tier thing. And he's like, so I was like, it's professional? He's like, yeah. I was like, I saw a job. I was like, okay. So we did the same thing.
Yeah. Like that, then it goes with all the questions. I go like, well, is it the same amount of time? Like how perfect? Like I've never asked you those questions. We don't need to go. I feel like, oh God, I hate that we do this. We should have gotten all your college playing or your playing out in one goddamn giant podcast. And then people would get into it. But it's the question now. I go like, well, were you paid to play? You weren't.
Yeah, no, I was. That,
you remember, were paid, remember, but not a lot.
Oh no, like,
not to the extent of worse. So it's not actually. But my question for him would be the same thing, because I mean, my question to you is, who really gives a shit? I think the answer is no. You weren't really paid a lot, but for him, no. I go like, well, you're in like a club, like it's a thing, which is you know, like well, is see, any
I
difference?
Didn't say like the thing is like so we didn't talk about it too much, and like
why
I didn't, and I didn't because we started talking about like the NFL and stuff,
right.
And just kind of got off on a tangent. But like my question, because again, I talked about it before, but like you know, we had a guy who owned our team. He made the team. He owned it. He put up the league fees. He paid all the referee fees. He paid all the travel fees. But like he also made himself the starting wide receiver, and he was like 5'9", right? So like,
right, that's far too big.
Yeah, it's far too large. It's far too big for receivers. Really, we need 5'2".
Way
yeah,
too big. I mean, yeah.
So you took that with it, but like he paid us like $1,200 like every like few games, so like or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
So, okay. Because the guy was like, he had a, I forgot, he was in construction, I think.
Ah.
To the mafia. So, because
right.
this is Jersey, actually. So, yeah, so, like, he would pay us, like, $1,200, like, every four games.
Needs a lot of, you know, concrete.
That's and we played 12 games a year, so I guess I made, what, was it $3,600 a year?
Okay. All right, so that's a price. It would be interesting to see if they made any more or less or what yeah is it again just because of the passion you think maybe like you know they're so passionate over there for that but anyway god
yeah
I'm sorry everybody I feel like if I've hurt you in a way but if you were just as curious I feel like it is I'm like
I know
is
I,
it comparable I, like they're
I
so passionate over there they're so frantic about football like you know football,
yeah, football.
You know like football like you know are they're so frantic about it. I wonder if they get paid more and all that kind of stuff you know interesting, man.
Yeah.
I mean, was there anything like, did he have anything to poo-poo on his whole time playing that way? Or
no, he seems
no.
to kind of just, we're like the same person. We're like, yeah, it's what it was. We
okay.
enjoyed it. Like, you
about
know,
to get, yeah, about to get divorced, sad most of the time. Got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Good dude.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I mean, Atlanta Airport, big. We did it. You
big.
Know, you talked
got
to
it.
The guy on the east, dude.
Got to the venue. And, you know, I'm saying hi to people. And then Zach, who was running everything, he comes over to me. He's like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I'm like, yo, man, good to see you. And, you know, I also, it's like, you know, I know a lot of people via Twitter, but you don't, you know people, you never really meet a lot of people in real life. So it's cool to go to these to actually be like, oh, shit, it's like you, for real, like in person. We actually hang out and talk. So it's always cool. Like my buddy Reed, who I have on my show a bunch of times. Like, I've known Reed for like over 2 years now. We've never actually met physically until this past weekend. We had a great, you know, time together. So that was cool. But at the venue, and then Zach's like, so, you know, Mac was going to host and open for you. I was like, yeah, like, so he's going to feature now because this other guy is going to host. He just hit me up 2 days ago. I'm like, I don't care. Like, whatever.
Because, yeah, sure,
like,
whatever.
Like you know how these go. Like, they're there to see me. Like, it's fine.
Sure.
Like, it's like, it just is what it is. I'm not trying to be, like, that sounded like a dick thing to say, but you know what I meant.
Yeah.
Like, it just, so I was like, yeah, I don't care. Let him fucking host. So he goes up and does like 6-7 minutes and fucking, does really well. He does pretty well, like surprisingly well. Not to shit on him, but like he wasn't doing it for that long comedy, and like he did well for you know.
Okay.
But Mac before the show, so Mac was the guy who was supposed to do the whole thing before. So he comes up to me before the show, and he's like, "Dude, you know, cool to meet you." I was like, "Yeah, man, same, bro." And then he's like, "Hey, he's like, listen, he's like, just so you know, he's like, you know, I haven't been doing this much long, like, you know, for like a very little time." And I was like, "Yeah, no, that's cool." I'm like, "Just do whatever, dude. I don't care. I was like, everybody's here to have fun." I'm like, "Don't worry about it." Like, I'm thinking he's gonna be like, "I'm probably gonna bomb." He's like, "Oh, yeah," she said. He's like, "Probably gonna bomb." I'm like, "Dude, it's fine." I'm like, "Stop worrying about it." I'm like, "Just go have a good time." Like, everyone, like, you know, these people, like, these are your friends, mm-hmm. you know. So he's like, He's like, "I'm gonna be up there maybe 5 minutes, dude." Like me, I'm like, "Dude, that's, I don't care. You could do 20 if right. you wanted to. Well, yeah, it's fine." You know, but not really. No, I was just saying that to be nice.
Yeah, sure. Right.
But I was like, "Just do whatever, dude. It's fine." Because I'm not thinking he's going to do 20 fucking minutes. So he's like, "I don't even have things. He's like, I just have stuff on my phone." I'll go, "Dude, just do whatever. It's fine. It's right. fine." So again, opener, host guy who was
he runs
to do
out
it.
This comedy like Brick from like Anchorman. Like just you're just like, "Ah, shit, man. I really did not know
him.
He was." Like you're just like, "Fuck, I really."
Five minutes
okay,
of this, huh?
He was okay. Normal 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, that would have been
too much.
Honestly,
actually,
that might have been better.
Oh no! All right. I mean, well, he preemptive. Which means it's even worse because anybody who preemptively tells you they suck and then sucks the equivalent, if not more, that's like, well, change something. I mean, what do you?
Yeah, so he gets up there, you know, takes the mic out, and again, very new, does no stage presence.
I'm waiting for you to be like, honestly, no joke, the mic disintegrated in his hand. Like it's, it just
God
did something.
Doing us a favor.
Yeah, it was just like. And he crushed the entire show. That's how bad it was. He didn't actually even say anything. The mic, it no joke, endgame just crumbled. And then we went, "We can't have a show, everyone. The mic is gone."
Yeah.
And yeah. And then,
dude,
yeah,
that would
like,
honestly, it would have been better if that happened.
Oh, no.
So he gets up there, you know, takes the mic out, has his phone in his hand. He's like, you know, some comics say that like a good comic doesn't need to read off a set. He's like, and I'm not a good comic, so I'm going to read from my phone. And that got like a laugh. Because again, don't forget, they know him. They're friends with him. So it's like that. You try to cover,
and it's a joke with
and
them.
He just reads a premise, and that got a laugh because the premise was silly.
Why do we do a premise?
Because he doesn't have any material. Then he starts doing like, he's like Bill Gates. You know, Libertarian Convention, so it's...
Oh, sure, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
but,
it gets all weird with, like... You know, he's just doing, like, TED Talk shit, though. Like, he's like, "You guys know the government stuff?" And everyone's like, "Yeah, dude, we can't..." Like, you know. Anyway, now phones are just getting lit up.
You guys on the government apps? Sorry, that's inside, but it's not, if you think about it. But you guys on those government apps,
those
man?
Apps?
Oh, it's crazy on those apps, man.
But I'm just seeing people like tune out now.
Yeah, right.
You know, 100%. And here's the funny thing is like, I'm like, all right, well, I have a little time to go out and smoke. Go out and smoke. I hear like a good laugh. So I'm back now thinking, clearly leave off that. Just keeps talking.
No, see, you gotta
and then,
call it.
And
you
then.
Gotta,
and then the host is like trying to light him, but he's also kind
of
new at comedy. So like he doesn't quite understand, like, I should probably go to the back of the room. He's like to his side waving.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
He doesn't have, and Mac on stage doesn't have the awareness that he's so petrified inside because you could tell he didn't move. He stayed like, dude, he stayed like this
off.
The whole time.
Like, you know, I'd be like off stage. Just... Off stage, get off stage. Off stage. Woo!
Dude,
I'm sorry, I'm so sneezy tonight, guys.
He like the whole time, like literally, like if my here with my phone, like this. He didn't. This was his stance the whole time. Like this. This is the whole time. Just like that. He didn't move. He didn't move.
Great. Good.
So,
good.
He's
that's
not
great
even,
posture.
He has
very
no,
confident.
No peripheral, right? Because he's
right.
So scared. He just locked into like
K-Bine Mike on stage. What the fuck is going on, dude? Jesus Christ.
Dude, Gabe, first of all, Gabe Blind Mike would have crushed.
Oh, he would have.
Gabe Blind Mike is way funnier.
Oh,
Gabe, Gabe Blind Mike has personality. I just saw Gabe Blind Mike at the Manhattan show I did last week.
Oh, nice.
And Thursday, I was there. Oh, yeah. Gabe Blind Mike showed up with Natalie, the other producer, I was talking for a little bit.
I love looking around the same sort of oblong shapes that he does and feel like I'm talking to him.
Deadly in your eyes.
It's kind of like,
you know, he has bird's eyes. You know how birds don't have like real, like, they said black eyes. Most birds, like, he just has bird eyes.
That is true. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I forgot. But so, yeah, sorry. So but yeah, what's this dude's problem?
So he's just not seeing. So then
he's just not.
Now,
what do you mean he's just not seeing?
As in, like, he's
just
so
not
scared. Like,
yeah,
he's
no,
just
I got
looking
it.
Like up
he's
the
looking.
Wall.
He's horse blinders. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's just like, I am looking here and up,
dude. It's getting so bad. People, I swear to God, I'm in the back of the room now. People start doing this to me. Like, turning around to me and be like, are you going to do something about this?
Like, can we just, so you know you're here? Yeah, I think we want you up there. So I think it's kind of what we wanted.
Now,
right, guys? Did we all?
I'm trying to do like a telepathy thing with them, being like please, I hope this works. Hear me. Get off stage. Please have telepathy work for real one time. Please, and then let it be this moment. Please. Please know what I'm thinking.
Treyu! Just
Falcor.
Falcor! Hear me, Falcor! Get me something here.
Dude, so... People, it's not even a bit. I swear people are actively staring
Bravo
at me.
Bravo team, Jesus Christ, dude. That's
so now I'm like... I feel obligated. So I go...
Just walk on stage.
No, I just start doing this.
Right. Just like
he mid sentence goes,
oh no,
I have to stop now.
Love it. I love that. That's like, it took one moment of just like, I need to go. He's brick, dude. He's 100% brick from
100% brick.
Fucking, he's 100% brick, dude. I need to go. Like, dude, he's just Steve Carell.
Every thought that just came to his mind, like, he just said it out loud.
I like doing stand-up comedy. Just stand-up comedy is good. I don't have a girlfriend.
And we're like, we all know the government. Yeah, we're all here for that.
Government's bad. Taxation is theft. I actually really do like, I am not out. I just like yell at you. You're like, dude, chill.
Dude, so he does that. Then he can't put the microphone stand back
he
in.
Just.
So he's struggling to put the mic back in the mic stand. So he goes, this can't get in.
No.
And then
I can't do it. I love when people get into like a panic. They're like, I just can't even, like, you hear this. Like, you hear that. Like, you can hear that. I'm going to do it soft on the mic, but like. You start hearing it.
No, made it worse.
And it's just, yeah.
I'll tell you what made it worse. There was like a yellow tape on like the wire part.
Oh, no.
So he's now hitting the tape with his hand. And so it's this.
Right.
With the fucking like sound of like duct tape being hit.
Yeah.
And just a panic of like.
I'm convinced the first kid that ever like dropped the mic. Like, I thought that was a thing that just happened because a comic was like, this mic's too noisy, and I just crushed a joke. Bang. Like, fuck it, I'm done with it. Because when you have to put the mic back in and it's just, like, slightly off, like, you're just like, you feel like such a, hello.
Yeah.
You feel like such a douche.
So then he goes, I can't get it in. Yeah. And then the host just walks back up and just, like, takes a drop. He's like,
it's fine, go.
So
he points
like,
at the mic, go sit over there. just go sit.
Cool. So I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? So I go up and I was like,
give it up, guys.
I went,
he's going to be seeing John Cena soon.
So by the way, Mac did about 20 minutes.
Nice. Good. Dude, honestly, I have been giving, that's a perfect amount for a young comic.
And he's older than us.
Right. Well, that he starts getting, yeah. I mean, he's new to comedy, but he's, you know, you start when you're new to comedy, you really don't get good till 15 minutes into a cold set. That's where you start pulling it back. You start figuring things out, you know, and you're really setting it up for someone like a headliner like yourself.
It was.
Wow. Big. Good job. That's a great opener.
So I went up, and of course the Neil Wood Ryan Foster method got a shit on that. So I was like, get up here, fucking headliner, everybody. Jesus Christ. And that, like, there was like, I'm like, dude, I'm like, you came up to me 5 minutes before the show. You're like, I can't even do 5 minutes. Dude, after that novella you just did, I was like, what the fuck was that, dude? So we were just like shitting on him, and he was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, shut up. Your time's over.
Like, don't do less. Again, do less.
So I did like 40 minutes, I think, around. And then afterwards, he comes up to me. He's like, dude, thank you. Thank you so much for saving that. And I was like, yeah, no, it's almost like, this is what we do.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like,
dude, if I didn't save it, what were we doing here?
Right.
Like, it's, what did you, thank you for saving it? I mean, it's the show I'm on. It's my show. Like, so if I didn't do good, I wouldn't be criticizing you to begin with.
Right.
So just extrapolate backwards and think it before you speak next time.
I'm
very excited to meet him when I, yeah.
He's like, thank you so much for
I'm sure
for doing
quit,
that.
So it's fine.
Like, and then we had a whole conversation. He's like, dude, he's like, I'm seriously going to move to Austin. Yeah. He was like, move to Austin, going to the Comedy Mothership. I went, that's the worst idea I've ever heard.
Very bad idea.
I went, first of all, if you were serious about doing comedy, go to New York, because you could do 20 open mics in one day. That's just the truth. I understand. Again, we're all like, fuck New York, because we all hate New York City for our reasons, right? But like, I'm like, dude, I'm like, you didn't live in Jersey. I'm like, but if you care about, like, you know, comedy, you're going to Austin. First of all, you're not getting into the Comedy Mothership. That's like the Cellar or the store now,
right?
Up Texas, right?
There,
so
yeah.
That's not happening. You're never getting in. You're never getting on the open mic. I guarantee that's a lottery system, like everything else is now. Like the store is, and the Cellar are, right? Like, or I don't think there's not even an open mic at the Cellar. So like, I'm like, you're not getting in there. And he's like, well, there's like 7 comedy clubs in walking distance of the mother. I went, dude, it's not New York City. I'm like, you're not listening to me. I said each of those clubs is gonna have one open mic a night. That's it. And it's going to be like a lottery system, or like you show up and how early you, and it's going to be 3 minutes, and you probably have to pay $5 because it's fucking Austin.
Sure.
And this is New York. I said, if you go to New York, you could just walk into the barbershop they're doing an open mic, and then go to the fucking bar, and then go to one of the actual clubs, because they're doing like a 5 p.m. open mic. You pay $10 for it at the stand or whatever, or like, you know, open comic strip, whatever.
Right.
And it's like, dude, that's how you do it. I'm like, and like I said, I'm not trying to be mean, are not good. So I'm like, you the thing that you're just going to go to Austin, like, crush. Or,
yeah,
like, get on the scene, and even the open mic scene in Austin. Because I'm like, everyone who's like a 4-year comic who is kind of getting good is going there.
Right.
And they're already way ahead of you. So I'm like, you got to go to New York or something like that. Like, don't go there. Or even Philly's even better than, like, fucking going there.
Being funny first.
Yeah.
Get some funny stuff, then think about it.
Yeah, but it was like, dude, I'm like, do not go to Austin. I'm like, that's great. Do not go to Austin.
We don't talk the biz, but it would be interesting if, again, people, anybody who does anything, it's just like, oh, well, I had fun doing this once. It didn't go well, but I'm going to dedicate my life to it.
You're
a fucking idiot. You're a fucking moron.
It's like, dude, I bombed.
I had fun doing it, so I'm going to dedicate my life to it.
Right. It's like, dude, I bombed in New York for fucking ever because I live there. So it's like I'm like moving to New York to, like, you know, it's like I already live there. And I'm like, yeah, I cut my fucking teeth because it was easier for me because I happen to live there. I'm like, to move and fucking, like, it's wild.
Well, it's like, it's manic pixie dream girl bullshit. Like, no one, I feel like people go with, like, oh, well, what, that makes sense. What, I just told you, I need to do this. And I'm like, yeah, but you think you need to do
right,
this.
But, like, I want to be a fucking, I want Superman
well,
powers.
You think you need
you
to
know?
Do this.
Yeah,
I'll
get
him. You want to really do it, yeah. Just go do 20 mics every night for fucking forever, or 5 mics, or 10 mics, or whatever a night for forever. If you're actually still having fun, okay.
Right.
Cool.
And then you get to be us, sad middles.
I don't know what you're speaking of. I am a very happy opener. I love it. You think I'm middling now. No. I got...
Want to do plugs real quick?
Up. Yeah, I got gigs, I was going to say.
Yeah. We got to do plugs.
Two gigs, baby. Let's do it.
I'll go first.
Yeah, hit it.
Hey, guys, go follow me on Twitter. at Adam Nutter. Instagram and some TikTok clips are blowing up. Yeah, Adam Nutter's comedy on TikTok. All right, go check those out.
Instagram.
I was smoking weed. So, hey, shut up. You have your time. So go follow me on TikTok at Adam Nutter Comedy. Yeah. Oh, shit. I should look this up, too. Fuck. Oh, tomorrow, Autumn Lake Winery, Jersey, coming out to that.
Tomorrow? No.
Yes, when this comes out, will be Wednesday night.
Yeah, that is correct.
Say sorry.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry.
Oh, real quick. Again, Drop 10 is sponsoring that Buddy Walk in Bucks County. So go to that. What's the fucking website? Shit. I'll get it to you before this podcast ends. We are sponsoring the Buddy Walk. I'm going to be walking that. So, yay. I'm doing the next Yoder and Rinaldi show in June 3rd up in Pottstown. I'm gonna stop by that. So coming out to that if you are there.
Dude, your plugs.
I know. I fucking suck, dude. I fucked up.
These are awful. Just tell them your fucking socials where all this shit is at, or your fucking dumb.
Go listen to the Porcupine. YouTube.com/AdamNutter. I have shows coming up. Just fucking.
Jesus.
Go to my social media.
Christ, you
God
didn't
damn
even,
it.
That was awful.
Shut up.
I am Neil Wood.
You look washed out.
Go there.
It's a shitty picture.
Perfect. Yeah, it's not great. I'm NeilWood.com. Go there. You can check us every second and fourth Friday over at Myers Brewing Company here in Philadelphia on Girard Ave in Fishtown. Of course, come check out us, as Adam said, Autumn Lake. When this one comes out, you're still talking about White Horse Winery. You said Autumn Lake Winery.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I said that. I was like, wait, that doesn't sound
right. I'm sorry.
Right.
White Horse
come
Winery.
Come check it. Go to drop10.com/events and click on the old White Horse Winery. Get there this Thursday, May 18th. If you're hearing this, it will be tomorrow. So come on out. We appreciate it. Yeah, I'm sorry. This isn't live. We have other shit going on. Fuck you. And also, listen, don't worry about it. But come on out. Yeah, we've got some great shows coming up. Crown of Creation every first Friday in Philadelphia.
Oh, is that official now?
Sort of.
Okay.
I don't know, man. You asked me that now. So
I was trying to pump it up from the last week when you said it's a new show. We might not do it.
It is.
So I was trying to be like, oh, that's good. We're doing it more now. You shitty plugger. Now who's a shitty plugger?
No, I am a great plugger. Up. Yeah, Drop. The first one is great. We signed off on that. This one is going to be good if people buy tickets to it. We don't know. So come on out to Crowns of Creation right in South Philadelphia. All right. The first Friday of each month. That would be June 2nd. We got all those dates and details. Go to drop10.com/events right there. Drop10.com/events. You can check out all my dates. You can check me out at Soul Jules May 27th.
Oops, sorry.
I love that you brought yourself back. No, it's fine. Leave yourself.
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. I was trying to. It was crossover. But yeah. Check me out. My regular shows coming up. Soul Jules May 27th. I believe that's going to be in New Jersey. All my dates and details are going to be at iamneilwood.com. Go there for all of it. And I appreciate it so much. Again, iamneilwood.com. And Adam, why don't you tell them that we can go over? Well, you can go over to the old drop10.com.
Real quick. June 17th, Cardinal Winery. June 22nd, Pork Fest up in New Hampshire. So that's going to be fun. And then the next date, June 22nd, Pork Fest. June 23rd, the Turnersville, New Jersey, the Mycelia Blues comedy show thing. I know. Sorry. I suck. Okay.
Cool. Why don't you check out our merch store? Go to drop10.com/store and you will check out some sweet merch. You'll check out a shirt, a hat, all kinds of stuff, different colors. Whatever you like. They're showing on the screen now if you want to jump on our YouTube. But if not, no big deal. Get over to drop10.com/store and check out some Cult of Us stuff. Thank you so much. And then, of course, patreon.com/cultofus. Get over there and get a $5 subscription. Get a bunch of extra content. Jump into our Discord. We're going to send you over a shirt. Fight. Yep, there were. Yeah, we check out MMA fights, and it's awesome time to check out the fights and get in the Discord and hang out with us while we check out the fights. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, You're going to want to do all that stuff. And, of course, check out some movies with us. Watch with us. I mean,
Vampire's
there's a
Kiss.
Bunch of good stuff. Yes, Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage. We just did a watch of that one. Adam never seen it. It was nuts.
Wild. So
and,
many memes. So many memes from that fucking movie.
Of course, The Gauntlet when we do it. Check out all that extra content over there at patreon.com/cultofus. It's only $5. We appreciate you again.
Yes.
And back to the podcast.
Yes. And we definitely didn't lose money on Henry Cejudo or anything.
No. Neither of us did. Neither of us lost money.
Definitely didn't take money because he talked such a good game.
Oh, dude, I'm getting too swollen.
Dude,
now.
Look at this fucking.
I don't know. I don't see it.
No, shut up. Yes, no, it doesn't. I'm getting.
What, the muscle that you're showing, the bicep?
Yes.
Is that big? Now?
More defined. No, it's just more, getting more defined.
It's more defined.
It is more defined. I'm fucking. I go to the gym. I didn't go today,
that
but I go most
like,
days.
I'm every woman.
Yeah. Let it.
Nice. It's your free flag fly, baby. Yeah. Wasn't it crazy that the your tattoo lined up with what's his name's girlfriend's
Dan joke? Perfect.
Dan DeBriel's joke from because
I was gonna say that anyway, but that was like chef's
kiss. I didn't know that about that joke. I didn't heard that joke before, so
me either.
It was nice that it lined up where it's like, oh, my girlfriend's got that tattoo on her pussy. Like it's like, ah, oh, it's fun.
Yeah. Because he just started doing the comedy, the tattoo thing. And I was like, oh, I could just go off that anyway. And
sure.
I was like, no way,
yeah.
Jack and Sally. It's perfect.
Yeah, really,
like, I'm also a fat goth girl.
Yeah. Inside, I feel like I just like black nail paint, really. You're just like,
dude,
right,
yeah.
Bertha.
Sometimes
yeah.
I think my inner soul is like, what's your fuck? Carmella, the fat goth girl from South Park? Remember the goth kids? Remember the chick.
Yeah.
I forgot her name. I don't remember her.
Right.
It's like Heather or something. Like fuck.
Right.
But
sure.
Yeah. But that one. So another like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
me inside.
I feel that. I feel that 100%.
Fucking conformist.
Dude. I get that. Well, this has been fun.
This has been fun.
This has been fun. Yeah. Like I told you. I mean, the only thing that I happened to me was some bullshit with comedy, but like it wasn't with comedy, but yeah, it was fun. But was that even story? Was that worth it? I don't know. That wasn't that strange, right? When I told you before we started,
it's
I didn't
not that
it
it's
up.
Strange. It's just it's two things that okay. It bothers me. It bothers me for maybe it's Adam reasons. It bothers me, but the Adam reasons bothers me for what we're talking about
it's
is
just,
a young comic did open mic
it's
and
etiquette.
Then asked for more time afterwards after
well,
a set. He wants to ask
like,
to go back up.
Yeah, people, I feel like, in their everyday deal with etiquette moments when it's just like, that would be dirty regardless. Like
that's what I was going to talk about.
Yeah, it's like
it's
etiquette in your everyday
right.
life. And you're just like, ew.
Like,
dude,
imagine like you're at an office and like you have to do a presentation and like you go after someone and then they're like, oh, you know what? I actually forgot to talk about some numbers and shit. So I'm going to go back up and you're like, hey, man, you had that time, right? You had all the time to do that and you didn't. Now you fucked up. Now it's my time, and then that's it. You sit down, and then other people keep going. We got to hear their shit too. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just it's a weird. It's the person that wants to like, you know, they're at a party at your house, but and then it gets late, and it's kind of like you're trying to shut the vibe down, but they're like, let's watch a movie. And you're like, I don't know. No.
Yeah,
because
this is what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with comedy. It has to
do
with the type of person
that.
It is. And it's like it's also egotistical. It's like an egotistical thing, I think, where it's like, I'm so important.
Right.
That we all, even though I'm sure every single, I'll say comic in this situation because that's what we are, comic here, we would love to go up and do two sets, right, obviously.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
I'm going to... be the only one to do that.
But this applies in everyday life. That's what I find
it's
so interesting.
It's stuff that everybody wants to do, but he should be able to do it.
Yeah, it's trying to get back in line after you've already been in line and you left and then like try to come back in.
This is what I equate it to. You know how, two lanes, you're driving, two lanes, and there's a turn-only lane and a straight lane, right? And you're in the turn-only lane, and there's a guy in the left of you who's in the straight-only lane, and instead of him missing his turn and being like, oh, I fucked up, so let me just swoop back around, he's going to go, no, and now cut across all the lines and cut off the entire right-lane traffic because he fucked up because he's so important, right? It's that type of shit. It's the same. That's the same exact thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it was great. To have, like, a young comic, like, walk up and just be like, yeah, let me get back on real quick. I was like, dude, what quick. Do you think? Yeah, like, no, it was like that. Yeah, like, you, oh, yeah, you were up and then, like, dude, it's so funny, the psychology, which, again, just out of stand-up, but there's so much psychology at play that people don't realize, where if you just went like, hey, I know you guys didn't ask for them. Like, again, no one realizes that if there's not an encore.
Right.
Like, an encore is somewhat deserved. I know we make fun of concerts, and when you go to concerts, and then we have to, like, yeah, I yeah. know. What, well, Sting? Oh, no, what? You didn't play
Kiss of a
Roxanne. That's crazy. Like, and we have to be like, encore. Yeah, come on, everybody. You know, I get the trope. But people really don't realize how much they're like, hey, dude, you didn't, like, that wasn't that funny. Like, right. you were just fine. And the idea that we saw you again come out, do you understand the rules that immediately don't exist as soon as we see you on stage? We go like, oh no, someone has not figured out anything. They're bringing back old people that were already up. Like, it's just not done. No one asked for this.
Like, who's running this mic?
Yeah, like, it's psychologically, we forget how much we're as simple animals. And when you throw a little wrench, just a little boop, like, in there, it'll be like, didn't we already see this comic?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I was already up here. I got a couple minutes. And you're like,
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And you're like, no, we've evaluated you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we've
like, no,
judged you as a society.
You have been queethed a judgment. You, yeah. You had
You've
already
been decreed.
Whether you made us laugh or not, we are done with you.
The, like, royal decree.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me getting too regal on these bitches, dude.
Nah, dude, you're right. 100%. It's
I
know,
wild, but
dude.
I love the brazenness. And when anyone's being uncouth, it's fun. Anytime anyone's yeah. being just like, you know, have you ever been, I was sitting next to someone once at a wedding. I remember this. Sitting next to me, they asked, they were like, oh, shit. I forgot my phone. It's in the fucking back. Shit. Got up. No joke, dude. They are up on the altar. Got up. Crossed aisle, crossed through the fucking church, like, through thing, walked into the back of the church in front of it. I mean, door facing us, like, do you know what I mean? Like, where everyone
like shimmied by the bride and groom, like, excuse me.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he might as well. Like, I just, I'm like, ah, shit.
He's like, what's going on here? Excuse me. He's like, congratulations, excuse me.
I gotta go grab it. All right, I'll go grab it.
You know what that means? He has terribly incriminating evidence of a relationship that he's cheating on somebody with,
dude,
on that phone,
no,
that he needs immediately.
The best part was, again, when he was like, oh, yeah, I'll just, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I'll just go get it. And he was like, oh, I'll be quick. But when I tell you that he just, like, like, just dead, straight backed, not hunched, nothing, straight backed, walked across the aisle, and Julia is appreciative of who the fuck. Like, it's like, dude, howdy, who the fuck is that guy? Why are you cross? I am talking right now. Like,
that's insane.
Yeah, it was. And then that's I'm insane. Talking again, flat back church, door open, like, more light behind the door. Door opens, light shines into the room. Like, you're like, you can see a silhouette of him almost looking back.
He
dude.
Leaned
he's
out.
Like, he's like, I'll see you guys later. Like, you know, like,
he just leaned down and go,
nuts.
Is my phone out here? And just yelled
yeah,
at him.
Yeah, he's like, oh, sorry, didn't want to interrupt, but anybody see my phone? Like, he might as well done it. It was
kitty
nuts.
Kitty cat cover, anybody see it?
Oh, I appreciate, dude. He was so brazen. I was pumped.
Don't you love that though? Isn't that
I
so enjoyable?
I love that.
It's so fun.
It wasn't until he, no joke. When he opened the door and like I saw him, he did clock it. Like he opened the door and he felt like that. Like he was like that kind. You know, it's a heavy door. It's that chapel door, like that mm-hmm. heavy door in the back where you're like, oh, if I let this go, this is 9 pounds of door.
Dumb.
So he's like, like he's trying to let it go easy, and he's looking back a little. And I make eye contact. I'm like,
you should have been
like,
like,
I'm like,
no, you fucked up. You should have been like,
Go.
You're good.
Go. Yeah. Your wife doesn't care. Go ahead. Yeah. Like, just say anything.
Yeah, just
like
egg that up. Dude, yeah, you
no
egg that
one
on.
Knows you fucked her. Like, just, you're like, what? Yeah. But, dude, I love that brazen. You're right. When you're really just like, just shut the door, dude. You're fucked so much.
Dude,
everyone's going to be talking about
I love
about
those moments, though. I really, truly love those moments where you're seeing something and you're like, no way. This is happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there's so
and
much
you're
fun.
Like, and you're just like, I'm just going to sit back. And because you know it's like, I'm not going to get in trouble for any of this.
Right.
So you're like, I'm just
it's exhilarating.
It's like a movie. I'm like, I'm essentially watching a movie. I'm just a third party participant.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing is psychotic right now. And I'm just going to fucking eat those crumbs. Like, fucking,
yeah, no,
it's so fun, dude. I
let us know you're fucking
shit.
Weird. I love all those awkward moments, dude. I love they're so much fun. Like, they are truly fun.
And sometimes you have to look around and be like, is anybody else seeing this? Sometimes, like, you think, like, it's just, like, only you. Also, those are fun, too. Where only it's you witnessing it and no one else around you seeing what's happening.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, this is even better because this is like a story for me. This is, like, my
definitely.
Story.
100%. Yeah, those are some of the more fun ones. Like, there's one where the dog... Dude, when people put their rings on their dogs to go walk up, like to on their backs for their weddings to like go.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It is very dependent on that dog understanding where to go. And when people just do that and then there was just one. It's not even like it went terrible. It was the fact that the dog went right to the dude's crotch. So he was went to go there and he just. He was just tapping this guy's fucking head. Dude, like you can see the pleat of the pants, that soft pants. No joke, dude. He went up. I saw the nose hit the tip and like saw the jump.
Yeah, dog
like, you
dick.
Could see the little, yeah, he just got like the
dog
just
digging.
Went like this and just popped it up like that on his nose. Like they're just going to sit on there. It's wonderful, those moments. Yeah, he's just like, oh, do I have a little... sorry, I don't know why. What was that? Was that Cosby?
I don't know. That was Cosby.
I apologize. I didn't mean to. I'm flowing into too many now. Guys, listen, this has been great, but I have to... we have to call it, unfortunately, Adam. It's that time. I have to call it, buddy. Do you have another story, unless you're going in? You got any final thoughts?
I'm good.
Oh, dude, another day in the cult. I don't know. Let's end on Cosby. Let's end the way it should have. The comedy ended when Cosby...
Sad day.
Adam, you know I can't even.
Sad day. We have to leave. Look what you made us do.
Adam,
bye.
I can't. I just turned off.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media Production.